Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
943, New Year's Eve is Sunday, New Year's Day is Monday. That means we want predictions in studio with us. You were here a year ago today. I pulled up Facebook and that was on my timeline.
I saw
that. 1 year ago today, this is what happened.
Yes.
Psychic Denise Gazzardo in studio with her purple hair. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Good morning.
People can find you on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo.
Yes,
and
with
a
U.
They can call you at 815-398-3983 and make an appointment.
Yes.
Okay. So instead of doing predictions nationally, which we don't even care about, we're going to have people call in and you can predict what's going to happen for them.
Yes, that'd be great.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with Andy for May 10th?
Want to know anything, Andy?
I want to know everything.
Okay.
What do you need to know?
I need
job,
to know.
Love life?
Yeah, both. That'd be very helpful.
All righty.
And for people that are watching you on TV, you have some cards in your hand. Can you explain those?
They're a focal point for me to hear. I'm clairaudio. And I'm clairvoyant, but I don't use the clairvoyant as much.
Because you're going to notice
lazy.
That when someone asks a question, Andy, she's just going to stare. And it's like,
yes.
Denise is gone for a second. Are you listening to voices? Is that
I
what
hear
you
a
hear?
Voice, yeah. Yeah.
And how old were you when you started hearing voices?
I always. Always. See? But when you're a little kid, you think everybody, you know, perceives things the same way as you. So
right.
I think everybody's walking around with voices and pink colors around people's heads. And then you, as the older you get and you start to integrate into the world, like kindergarten and, you know, first grade, you realize that other people aren't seeing and hearing what you're hearing.
Right.
And then you get kind of quiet and go, oh, nod your head.
You know, when we walk into a room, we kind of feel vibes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can see people's energy?
Yeah.
So when we met 25 years ago, just randomly in Rockford, Illinois.
Right.
You could see my energy?
Oh, yeah.
And how was
it? And I saw good things for you.
Oh,
I did.
I like that. That's
mm-hmm.
good stuff. All right. Let's get back to Andy. Andy's like, what are you talking about Pete for?
Aw.
It's okay. All right.
All right. Is there an Aries, Leo, or a Sagittarius female around you right now?
Leo.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And, okay, so It looks like she's maybe going through some kind of transition or upgrade or something work-wise. I don't know if that's on the table yet, but it should be. And so that will kind of soothe things out. He's like, what about me?
What
about her?
Yeah,
no, right. Well, that integrates.
Looks good for her.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes, it does.
On to the callers.
And no. And it looks like there's a secondary responsibility or additional work opportunity coming up for you. I don't know if you have your hat in the ring for that right now, but it'll be more evident. It feels like around February or March, somewhere in
makes
there.
Makes sense.
Good for you.
So, maybe a little bit more visual presence or something. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good things.
I do too.
Now,
somebody tell me what's going to happen to me.
And can you see into your own future? That's a great question. How do psychics know?
Somewhat. I mean, for the most part, or things that are bigger than me steer me away from or steer me out of trouble for the most part. Yeah. My guardian angel looks a little bit like Keith Richards.
Really?
Yeah,
are you sure about that?
No. It's a little, it was a rough go for him.
Really? He's got crazy hair and he's a smoker?
Yes.
That would be funny to see people's guardian angels, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To see what they look like.
Oh, he's a little tattered, keeping me safe there. So
let's go to Janet in Batavia. Janet, you're on with psychic Denise Gazzardo. What's your birth date?
Hi, Denise. My birthday is 11/1959.
Good morning, Janet. What would you like to know?
Well, we're making a move, and my husband's already there, and I'm here to sell my home. And I miss him dearly, so I want to know, is my house going to sell soon so I can go?
Okay. Actually, it feels like in the next 30 days, there's activity. And I know when we're waiting with bated breath to get something closed up, it can feel like forever. But actually, now that the holidays after this weekend are over, you should get a hit pretty quickly.
Yeah, it hasn't gone on yet. It's going to be in the next week.
Yep. Yep.
So the end of the month for Janet. That's great news.
Yeah, yeah. This goes quick, so just breathe.
All right. Thank you, Janet. Let's go to Joyce in Orland Park. You're on with psychic Denise Gazzardo. What's your birth date, Joyce?
6/18/53, and good morning to you.
Good morning. What would you like to know?
Well, I always feel like I'm a day late and a dollar short, like I haven't hit my stride yet, and I'm wondering if this is the year that I'm going to hit my stride.
With work or...
Yeah, which direction?
Personal life? What?
With work. I think with work. I'm pretty well set on personal life.
With work. Okay.
Okay, I'm seeing something that aligns for you between March and May. So perhaps they present the opportunity and somebody is moving into a different direction, and then you know, by May it's all synced up.
That's great news. Boy, you're giving everybody good news today.
So far, so good. Yeah.
Good job, Joyce.
And we have good callers.
When I was talking to you last week, talking about coming on the show today, you were headed somewhere down south to get rid of a ghost out of someone's house.
Yes.
I go, of course you are. This is your job.
Yes.
I go to work and talk. You go get ghosts out.
Yes.
So you see spirits.
Yes.
So when you walk in this old building here at Tribune Tower.
I love this building.
What is the vibe for you?
It's amazing.
It's got to be completely haunted.
It's amazing. Well, I think it vibrates on a higher level of consciousness, I feel.
What does that mean?
So, well, the energy that comes in and out of here is lighter. And
it's a great vibe when you walk in this building.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love it.
Right.
Is this going to be my permanent home?
Yes. It's timing is everything.
Yes. Psychic Denise Gazzardo in studio. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll take some more phone calls. 312-981-7200. If you can't get a hold of Denise today, you can make an appointment with her. Find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo, or call her at 815-398-3983. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Predictions for 2018. That's why psychic Denise Gazzardo is in studio. 815-398-3983 to make an appointment if you don't get on the air today. And your purple hair looks great on CLTV.
Well, thank you.
Saturn moved.
Yes.
Or it's moving. It's moving out and it's clearing the way for a lot of people.
Yes.
If they've had a bad year.
Well, it was in there for 3 years in
Sagittarius. Wow.
Yes. So Sagittarius rules like global, religious, international energies. And but Sagittarius represents the truth.
Okay.
So now think back. What was going on the last 3 years?
It's been
fake news.
Right.
Everybody freaking out and,
yeah,
you know, worrying about what's going to come out. So, you know, discredit and the Me Too. All of this is as a result of Sag putting a spotlight on the truth.
Okay.
Now that it's moved into Capricorn, Capricorn is grounded, fair, and kind, but it takes no prisoners. So though there will be repercussions for the actions of those that haven't treated people well.
Really?
So, yeah, Capricorn's going to knock it out of the park, bring it home.
So if you've had a bad 3 years and there's some people that were bad to you, those people are going to finally get their due.
But yeah, balance. Yeah,
I
balance
like that.
And justice.
That's
assumed.
Good.
Yes.
So for us that have had a bad 3 years, next year is going to be great.
It's headed in that direction.
God,
absolutely.
Like
that
look at
was
Andy
like
shaking
around
his head. Andy is the happiest person in the studio right now.
Right. Right.
Let's go to Terry and Roselle. You're on with psychic Denise Gazzardo. What's your birth date?
Boy, I'm happy to hear that, too. 11/10/62.
And what would you like to know?
Job stuff.
Job stuff. Okay. 11/10 was your birth date?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Have you already started negotiations with somebody, a male, regarding a new position or responsibility?
Not yet. A couple years ago, but that's still a lot.
What was that?
I said a couple years ago, but I don't know if that's going to still be alive if I contact him. So, not really. I'd say no.
Okay. All right. Well, I believe this is in a different direction altogether. So, Looks like a man, medium to light brown hair, has an opportunity for you. I'm feeling like February. You'll be making the right contacts with him. So just be patient.
Be patient. It sounds like a lot of stuff is happening in first quarter for these callers, which is great news. Thank you, Terry. Let's go to Casey and Joliet. What's your birth date?
June 9th, 1961. Thank you for doing this for me.
And what would you like to know?
Basically, people in my life and my life in general, how things will be for the year.
People in your life. Are you having problems right now?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything in specific you'd like me to target for you so I can give you a clear picture?
Yeah, you got to be a little more specific.
Okay. Let's say job, health, monetary, you know, just how my life will be in those areas. Or
let's go with job, since we have people on hold.
Okay, very good. It feels like sometime around your birthday month or between the end of May and June that there's either a promotion or an upgrade of some sort that will level out your finances. And you will also feel as though you're, getting to the bottom of your, feeling like you're benefiting from it, the give and take within the work.
Okay. I don't mean to move on, but James has been on hold for a while in Appleton, Wisconsin. James, what is your birth date?
Hey, it's 10/8/57, and I just want to say, Pete, it's great to hear you on the air, and Denise, thanks for taking our calls.
Nice. Hi. Thank you, buddy. What do you want to know?
I'm wondering about some job stuff in general, and specifically, I've developed a program, and I'm interested in knowing what you're seeing regarding that special program.
As far as that launching?
It's already launched. What the growth is going to be for it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Boy, look at you perk up. I could see that.
Yeah.
This is good news for you, James, and I'm not even a psychic.
It looks like around April, between now and April, you'll see a tremendous amount of growth here. So that's pretty exciting. And you have a couple people that are, really, really speaking highly of you and spreading the word. One in particular, a female that appears to be a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra. So, it's excellent.
Great news, James. We got to move on. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming in. We're out of time.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
People can find you on Facebook, Psychic Denise Gazzardo, 815-398-3983 to make an appointment.
Sounds good.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Thank you,
you
Denise.
You know I love you.
I love you, too. It's 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.